From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Thousands of lawyers and political activists demonstrated on the streets of Islamabad today. They were protesting the suspension of Pakistan's Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. They called for the country's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, to reinstate the judge and to restore democracy to Pakistan. The furor over Musharraf's attempt to oust the judge has been going on for weeks and is gathering momentum. Some say this is the worst crisis faced by Musharraf during his 8-year rule. And as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, this isn't Musharraf's only problem. His government is also facing a challenge from some fundamentalist mullahs.
They say that I hugged him. I didn't. He patted me, and I was properly covered in a very proper attire.
That's Niloufar Bhaktia. She's Pakistan's Minister of Tourism. That fleeting moment of meaningless human contact she's talking about is causing her a lot of trouble. These days, she has to go around with armed guards. She says she isn't worried, but her relatives are.
Because for my family, they're worried about my life, because these things sometimes can, you know, become a life threat.
Here's what happened. A few weeks back, a charity asked Bhaktia to take part in a parachute jump in France to raise money for victims of the Pakistan earthquake. Bhaktia's an outgoing, adventurous sort of person, so she agreed. She was accompanied by an aging French parachuting champion.
When I came down, it was for the first time that I had jumped from such a height without any training, so he was thrilled. And he came forward, and when I, you know, got up from the ground, he came and he patted my shoulder. I have no regrets and no remorse, and I still feel that I did it for a good cause, and if I need to do it again, I would do it again.
Someone took some photographs of her and the elderly skydiver. These were printed in the Pakistani press, which is where this man and his colleagues saw them.
Well, she, whatever she did, it is according to Islam, it is forbidden.
That's Abdul Rashid Ghazi.
It is against our culture as well. Forget about it, I mean, the Sharia. It is against our culture as well. So she can't do it.
Ghazi is a cleric at the Lal Masjid, a large radical mosque in Islamabad. So outraged were he and his fellow fundamentalists that they issued an edict or fatwa against Bhaktia, saying she should be sacked and punished. This incident may not seem much, but there have been other challenges by the Lal Mosque against Pakistan's central government in the last few weeks. In fact, some Pakistanis now accuse the mullahs of seeking to establish a parallel legal system based on Islamic Sharia law in the heart of the nation's capital, right under the nose of Pakistan's military ruler, Pervez Musharraf. The Lal Mosque's affiliated to a madrasa with several thousand female students. Hundreds of them have been occupying a children's library since early this year. They took it over to protest a decision by the city authorities to demolish some illegally built mosques. And there's more. The madrasa students have also been going around town in vigilante patrols, warning video shop owners to stop selling raunchy Western and Indian movies. And a few weeks back, the Lal Mosque people kidnapped a woman suspected of running a brothel. Ghazi says this was meant as an attempt to enforce the law, which bans prostitution.
According to Pakistan, Pakistani law of the land, it's not allowed. Prostitution is not allowed. So she was committing a crime and the police was not doing its job.
The woman was released several days later, but only after being forced to confess on TV. For all its reputation as a hotbed of fundamentalism, Pakistan actually has large numbers of moderate pluralist Muslims. They're now watching the Lal Mosque's confrontation with the Musharraf government with concern, but also with scepticism. At today's demonstrations, many said they suspect the Lal Mosque controversy has been orchestrated by Pakistan's intelligence services to distract public attention away from the row over the Chief Justice. Among those who think this is Gohar Iqbal.
It is a political theatre which has been staged by the intelligence agencies of my country.
Go, Musharraf, go! Go, Musharraf, go!
Back in her office, Tourism Minister Niloufar Bhaktia does seem pretty relaxed. But when talk turns to the fatwa, she stresses there's a profoundly serious principle at stake.
I think that for women activists like myself, we cannot get cowed down at the moment because we are like role models and we have to stand up and pave the way for the others to follow.
Bhaktia says she's been inundated with supportive emails, including from the US, and she's wondering about her next parachute jump.
I've received some invitations for various kinds of other skydiving, for example, you know. They want me to visit various states of the U.S. now to do, you try and attempt, you know, different kinds of diving, which I do not know if I'll be able to do.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.